Okay, thank you. Good evening. You gave me a little longer than I wanted, but that's all right. I guess I did that last week to somebody. All right. Okay. We're going to talk about a little issue that everybody deals with on a daily basis. The issue of sin. So let's go over to Galatians 5:16 through 26, and we're going to read through that. Galatians 5:16 through 26. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentious, jealous, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revilers, and the like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another to envy. Provoking one another, envying one another. And what we're going to basically focus on is we're going to go back to 16 here. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So I cross-reference that, and we're going to go to Romans 6:12. Romans 6:12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey in its lust. So it says here, do not let sin reign. So there should be less sin and more spiritual, more Christ in your life as you grow in a Christian, in your Christian walk. Let's go to Psalms 19:13. Okay, Psalms 19:13. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let thou not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. And I looked in the reference here, the cross-reference, and what we got here is presumptuous sins are sins committed deliberately in defiant rebellion against God. So when you're doing sins presumptuously, you're doing it deliberately, and you know about it. And that should not be the way it is in a Christian life. So I would say that verse, when you got presumptuous sins, I would say that almost refers to the unbeliever who has rejected the gift of salvation. They completely rejected God's gift of salvation. Let's go over to Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. This is kind of like the other passage. The willful deliberate sin is the sin of deliberately rejecting Christ, not the inadvertent sin of follower. So if you're a Christian, it's less likely you're going to do this, willfully sin. Because if you're walking in the Spirit, you're not going to willfully do it. But if someone's outside of Christ and they deliberately refuse or reject Christ's offer as payment for sin, they deliberately reject it. So they deliberately sin. I guess so. Okay, let's go to Mark 3:28-30. And this will be the unpardonable sin, which is what I'm trying to tell you right here. Mark 3:28-30. Okay. Surely I say to you, all sins will be forgotten, and the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they may utter, but he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal damnation or condemnation. Okay, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Christians need not to worry about this sin. It is a heart attitude of unbelief. I messed that up a little bit here. Okay, yeah. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Christians need not worry about this sin. It is a heart attitude. So sometimes in our Christian walk we have the wrong attitude here. Of unbelief and unrepentance. So if you continue in your unrepented sin, you get that type of heart attitude. The deliberate ongoing rejection of the work of the Holy Spirit is blasphemy because it is rejecting God himself, which he will lead to eternal damnation. So that refers to anybody who has rejected the salvation. Okay, let's go to Numbers 15:30. But the person who does anything presumptuously, whether is native born or stranger, that one brings reproach on the Lord, and he shall be cut off from among his people. Let's go 31:2. Because he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandments, and the person that he is completely cut off, his guilt shall be upon him. God was willing to forgive those who made unintentional errors if they realize their mistake quickly and correct them. In other words, if they've sinned, they've corrected it quickly. They took care of that by confessing that sin. However, those who deliberately sin receive a harsher judgment. You've got to remember, this is the old law here. We're in the Old Testament. However, those who deliberately sin receive a harsher judgment. Intentional sin grows out of an improper attitude toward God. A child who knowingly disobeys his parents challenges their authority and dares them to respond. But the act and attitude have to be dealt with. So when you have an intentional sin, you have the wrong attitude, obviously. And so the attitude and the sin has to be dealt with. Leviticus 4:2. Yeah, Frank would know a lot about this here, the sacrifices and stuff. He's pretty much up on that. I'm surprised he's not here today. Leviticus 4:2, along the same lines. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a person sins unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which you ought not to be done, and does any of them, speak to the children of Israel. Yes, verse 3. If the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then let him offer to the Lord his sin, which he has sinned. And a young bull without blemish is a sin offering. The sin offering was for those who committed a sin without realizing it. And I would say, oftentimes we do stuff and we might not realize it, so it's good to confess those sins that we don't know of too. But like, we could have said something wrong and it could have hurt someone else, so we need to confess the sins that we don't realize also. This is a sin offering for those who committed a sin without realizing it, or committed a sin in the moment of weakness, rather than the outright rebellion against God. According to this passage, different animals were used for different sins until the death of Jesus Christ, which was the final sin offering in the Bible. In a Christian's life, your sin is day to day, but it's not a rebellious attitude. Well, I hope it wouldn't be for the Christian. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 11:28. So what I want to get to now is, so we need to examine ourselves. So we saw that there is intentional and unintentional sin, and then there's a sin of a non-believer who just completely rejects the offer of salvation. And so we're going to down here to examine. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Now, this is referring to before you come in to worship the Lord, that we must examine ourselves. But that also means on a daily basis we should examine ourselves. So let's go to 2 Corinthians 3:5. Oh, that's wrong. 13:5. Sorry about that. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Prove yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? So we have disqualified here. Do not stand the test. So I think that when you're disqualified, that you haven't even trusted Christ yet. So examine yourselves as whether you are in the faith. Prove yourselves. Do you not know that yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you're not saved. Correct me if I'm wrong here. No? Okay. Hebrews 13:5. Okay, let's go to Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us and snares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that has set that was set before us, for him, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And we're going to finish with that verse. As our Christian life requires us to give up whatever endangers our relationship with Christ, so let us examine our lives and take care of any unconfessed sin. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to direct our paths and keep our focus on Christ. And that's what I'll end with. And we have 5 minutes left. I figured about right. Okay, let's close in prayer.